Welcome to Little Joe's Conservative Corner, the podcast where we delve into the latest news through a conservative lens. In each episode, Little Joe sifts through the top headlines and news articles, offering insightful commentary and analysis from a right-leaning perspective. Whether it's politics, culture, or current events, this show explores the issues that matter most to conservative listeners.
Get ready
to cut through the noise and get to the heart of what's really going on in the world today.
Let's get started.
Welcome to Little Joe's Conservative Corner.
I think we need open rule where all amendments get a vote. I think that's the most transparent way to go forward. I am, for the record again, officially against reauthorization of FISA as it is. I think we need warrant requirements, and I really support Warren Davidson's amendment, protecting people's personal privacy data. I think our border is the most important thing we should be focused on. And if our government really cared about protecting the American people from a terrorist attack or anyone else, we would close the border, secure the border, and deport many, many people. So that's my position on it. But as far as what happened in the conference, there was no consensus, no answer. And I think my case is probably building on my letter.
All right, welcome back. Warrantless spying on Americans. Democrats love it. Some Republicans love it. I ain't gonna lie. I'm completely against it. Yeah, I think that your data and your privacy is for you. I understand that they use a lot of this to catch some real criminals sometimes, but that's what warrants are for. Go get a warrant, and if you're going after somebody and you have reason to be going after that person, and a court finds that it's reasonable that they allow you to see some of their information, then at least at that point, you've done it legally. It's gone through a process, and it is legal. Going after people just because, I think this guy's a terrorist. You know, this guy, this little Joe guy, this fat guy, I think he's a problem. I mean, look what he says about Biden. There's a problem. We should dig all into his personal life. We should look at all of his text messages, and we should look at everything that he's got there, because, you know, we're going to find something. Hey, this guy could be a problem, so we're just going to look at all of it. No, it's all for me. Not that you could go through all my crap. I could care less, man. My phone, I'm not like most people. When it comes to my phone and everything, when you know you're legit and you know you're not doing anything wrong, half the time I don't even know where my phone is, to be honest with you, because the kids have it, whatever. I don't care who goes on my phone, my wallet. I own very little as it is. I mean, I'm not intentionally a minimalist. But I just don't own a lot. I'm one of those guys. I got 3-4 pairs of shorts, 5-6 t-shirts. I got my wallet on there. I got my wallet and my keys and a little jar that I throw change into and the phone. And I could care less who goes through any of it, because when you got nothing to hide and you just don't care. So they could go through my stuff. But they shouldn't be allowed to just because. You have to have a reason to come after me, and a really good reason, and then maybe you're allowed to look at it, and maybe you're not. Maybe a court says, yeah, that's not enough for you to dig into these people's personal lives. But at least you go through the process. I'm against FISA. I don't think we should be doing that. But the Democratic Party, they like it more than the Republican Party, even though, like I said, there are quite a few Republicans that are okay with it themselves. I myself am pretty much against it. Truth Social. Donald Trump posted a picture. Look what I just found. Will the fake news report it? It's the heading on it. Or the what he truthed on there. And what it is a picture image of official statement from Stormy Daniels dated January 30th. Of 2018. It says, to whom it may concern, over the past few weeks, I've been asked continuous times to comment on reports of an alleged sexual relationship I had with Donald Trump many, many, many years ago. The fact of the matter is that each party to this alleged affair has denied the existence in 2006, 2011, 2016, 2017, and now again in 2018. I am not denying this affair because I was paid hush money, as has been reported in overseas and owned tabloids. I'm denying this affair because it never happened. I will have no further comment on this matter. Please feel free to check me out on Instagram at thestormydaniels.com. Thank you. Signed, Stormy Daniels. Sincerely. Think fake news is going to bring that up. The whole Stormy Daniels thing has been denied, denied, denied. But yet they persecuted Trump. And you see, you notice that 06, 11, then all of a sudden 16, 17, 18, 15, 16, 17, 18. Yeah, you back to back to back to back. Why? Getting ready to run for president, winning the presidency, and then having to smear his name during him being president. Isn't it ironic that it all just, as soon as he announced he was going to be running for president and decided to challenge the Democratic Party, all of a sudden the inquiries increased? Yeah, you know, they think everybody's stupid. Nobody sees what's really going on out there. I think most of us are not as stupid as they'd like to believe. But if you ever had any doubt about Stormy Daniels, apparently she and he both denied this multiple times from, oh my God, was it starting in 06? Yeah, we're 18 years in the future. My God, and it just, the Democratic Party will do anything to do hurt this man. Joe Biden's America. Breaking news around 6 o'clock at night, 5:30, 6 o'clock at night. A male who identifies as a female has been arrested after stripping naked in a Planet Fitness women's locker room. He's been arrested. Big surprise there. the suspect, sorry, I'm having an allergy day or something here going on, and I'm sure that sounds real good on there. Christopher Allen Miller is 38 years old. He was arrested on going into a woman's locker room Thursday at the Gastonia Planet Fitness in South New Hope Road. Fitness members allow them to use restrooms or locker rooms that they identify with as part of their no judgment motto. However, the member said that they were worried about and believed that Miller misused the policy after hearing the allegations and called for help. A woman at Planet Fitness... women at Planet Fitness were stunned last week to see Miller in the women's locker room. One of them called 911. On the call, it says, and what are we hearing? The dispatcher said, nothing, literally nothing. The caller said, okay, so he's completely naked, the dispatcher said. And she said, he is completely naked. Sources told Channel 9 that Miller had asked the woman to rub lotion and shower. To rub lotion on him and shower. And the man is still there. And she said, yes, he's in the room. The caller said, it's a man, but he identifies as a woman. He won't leave the restroom, but he's walking around showing us his blank and he will not leave. Miller was harassing the women in the gym before he was arrested, obviously, and sources told Channel 9 that as well. And member Betty Bryce is upset that Miller reportedly claimed to identify as a woman as a reason to stay in the ladies' locker room. And this is the big problem that all of us that fight against this insanity with this whole transgenderism crap, this is the problem that we all knew was going to come. We warned everybody that this was going to happen. Nobody wanted to listen because the left has an agenda that they want to push, and here we are. You got a no-good, low-life dirtbag that decides he's going to play female for the day, walk around naked in a woman's locker room, and, you know, girls from the age of what? Some of them going there with their mother, 13 years old. Maybe they're trying to live a healthier lifestyle, and they're 13, and they are going to walk in the gym and see this guy fully naked walking around, and that's okay? That's okay with the Democratic Party? Apparently it is, because they just keep pushing this issue. This started back with Obama. When that began way back with Obama, and I know I'm saying way back because in reality it was, 12 years ago? Good Lord, time flies. The reality is 12 years ago, he started this crap. And there was really no guidelines other than if you identify as that day, you can use whatever restroom you want. So somebody like myself, big, burly, bearded, bald. Let's do that. Were they all bees? think they were all B. The quadruple B. Okay, goes up and says, "Oh yeah, I'm feeling like Josephina today. I'm gonna go use the women's restroom," and they'll tell you it's all right. Go ahead. Oh no, see, there's a problem here. There's a very large problem. If you are a man that has gone through the entire surgery and you no longer have male genitalia, you have whatever it turns out to be. I don't know, because it's not the other one. It's just basically you have. You're missing stuff there. But I guess if you are that way and you've gone through all the radical surgeries, I mean, maybe women would be more comfortable with you in there. But I personally think that you should be using the bathroom and or locker room of your gender at birth. If you think you are something other than you are, then work out at your house. Buy workout equipment, work out at your house, and do as you feel free to do. It's your life. It's a free world, or at least temporarily it's free. And you can do whatever you want in the privacy of your own home. But other people should not be subjected to your insanity. Again, this is Biden's America. So if you ever want to know what Biden's America looks like, you're looking it square in the face. Because this is what you voted for. If you voted for Joe Biden, these are the types of things that you voted for. This is what you wanted. This is what you got. Unfortunately, we have to deal with it. We don't want to deal with it, but we're stuck dealing with it because you got a bunch of idiots around the country that thought that, oh, he's just a nice grandpa. He's going to do the right thing. And instead, he has totally screwed up the United States. All right. And now, lastly,
for the first several months and really for years, has tried to call anybody who believes that it came from the lab or looks at evidence that the virus came from this lab, calls them conspiracy theorists, downplays them, denigrates them. He promoted journal articles to downplay and say it wasn't possible, when all the while it looks like he knew it, Peter Daszak knew it, Ralph Baric at UNC knew it. He knew about it. He was part of the project. And yet he comes to the White House and says nothing about it. This would have warned us that this virus wasn't attempting to make a clumsy leap from animals to human, but was already pre-adapted and was going to be incredibly infectious to humans. That happens not typically with an animal virus. It happens with mutations that are forced in a lab.
And as you point out, Senator, every time Anthony Fauci has come before Congress, whether it be the House or the Senate, his line has always been the same, and it sounds like this.
I will repeat again, the NIH and NIAID categorically has not funded gain-of-function research to be conducted in the Wuhan Institute of Virology.
Yet you say, and that was you questioning him there, as you have so many times, you say it's impossible that he didn't know about this?
Yeah, without question, they did fund gain-of-function research in Wuhan, so that's a lie. But also, we now know, and what we're revealing today, is that he knew about the specific project to put a furin cleavage site with Peter Daszak, Ralph Baric, and the Wuhan Institute to create a virus that was more infectious to humans. He knew about it because not only was his team being briefed about it, we now have documented evidence they were briefed. We also have documented evidence that they were partners in this. The actual original proposal with Wuhan involved the NIH and the Rocky Mountain Lab that is owned by NAID. So Fauci was intimately and an integral part of all of this, and yet he continues to get away with saying, I knew nothing. But we now have the documented evidence that his team was briefed and that they were actually an intimate part of the proposal to create a virus that looks like COVID-19.
You know, as you pointed out a moment ago, Senator, that anybody who talked about a lab leak theory in the early going of COVID was dismissed as a tinfoil hat-wearing conspiracy theorist. But now we have an editor at NPR. He's been there for 25 years. His name is Yuri Berliner. Wrote a very long op-ed in the Free Press about all of the times when politics has interceded in the reporting of actual journalistic items. And this is what he said about coverage of the lab leak theory. He said, over the course of the pandemic, a number of investigative journalists made compelling, if not conclusive, cases for the lab leak. But at NPR, we weren't about to swivel or even tiptoe away from the insistence with which we backed the natural origin story. Politics were blotting out the curiosity and independence that ought to have been driving our work. What do you say when you hear that?
so disappointing. You know, the media is supposed to be equal opportunities of going after both parties, all ideas, all issues, looking for the truth. Look at the reporters that have uncovered this. Most of them, they'll tell you they came from the left. Matt Taibbi, Michael Schellenberger, they'll say they're either moderate or Democrat or even from the left, and they had the honesty to do it. So there were some honest journalists that have gone after this story, but the institutional forces, and this is the real danger of letting the FBI and Homeland Security, letting them work together to persuade, cajole, and coerce media to do their bidding. The media needs to be independent of government, and I don't care whether it's right, left, or in between, what the direction is. You have to have an independent media that is critical. And during COVID, what we found is you had the media and the powers that be working collectively with the government and the FBI sitting down. Can you imagine if after our interview right now, the FBI called you up and wanted to sit down with you and said, well, part of the interview is good, but we want to remove this one question because we think that's disinformation. Nobody in broadcast TV would tolerate that, but that's what they were doing. They were sitting these people down and saying, we don't like that question, we don't like the way they answered it, and we want it struck in from the record, struck in from the public record. It's mortifying to think of this kind of government power over the free press.
Well, I do know that here at Fox, if the FBI ever called us and said that, we'd be doing a story about the FBI calling us and asking us to do that.
Exactly. Exactly.
Senator, it's been a while. Good to see you again. Thank you.
I pretty much only need to say, after you listening to that, the truth always comes to light.
And that wraps up another episode of Little Joe's Conservative Corner.
Thank you for tuning in and joining the conversation.
Don't forget to subscribe to stay updated on all our latest episodes. And join us next time as we continue to explore the issues that shape our world. Until then, stay informed and stay engaged.